Well, clearly, King has a message to push. I thought you said it very well about we don't know exactly what's coming. For economists, in a sense, the biggest problem is huge uncertainty. So firms have no idea what's coming. And in that circumstance, they're going to sort of hold back on investment and hiring. So that's the first thing. Great uncertainty coming. I share the view that actually it looks that the economy is going to start to slow pretty fast. But I don't think Mervyn King is actually a credible source on this. If we look back, there's three huge mistakes that he made. First of all, he was the governor of the Bank of England, never spotted that Northern Rock was going to fail. Second, he was in charge when the biggest recession essentially in 300 years came and he didn't spot it. And RBS failed in September 08 and he had no idea that was happening. And when in 2010 he advised the government that austerity ought to be really good for growth, and that turned out to be a disaster. So I don't think he's a credible source on any of that. And we should actually believe a word he says in terms of his forecast. So I think that's the problem. If you missed the big one and you were in charge at the Bank of England, and that's a problem. Mark Carney's in charge now, and he learnt the lessons from 2008, and that's why they cut interest rates. Essentially, it's try and get your retaliation in first and worry about what's coming. We've no idea what's coming. It is a considerable worry, and my expectation, and most economists, virtually every economist now, think that the economy is going to slow pretty fast as the uncertainty rises.
He's said being out of what is a pretty unsuccessful European Union, particularly in the economic sense, gives us opportunities as well as obviously great political difficulties. Would you agree with that sentiment?
No, I wouldn't agree with that. I mean, you have this huge common market, this huge marketplace that you can be in. Clearly, there are weaknesses within it, but actually some countries have done pretty darn well. Let's look at Germany. The problem is going to be that you would be outside this free trading area with no idea who you're going to trade with. And the new Commerce Secretary in the U.S., Wilbur Ross, has already said, I think it's on the front page of the Times, rubbing his hands in glee, saying, well, it'll be such a disaster for the U.K. They won't be able to generate any trade deals. What a great opportunity for the United States to pick up markets, just like what happened in the First World War. America took Britain's markets. So that's not really consistent with what the world is thinking. I mean, if America thinks this is a great opportunity, that doesn't augur well for the future.
What do you feel? I mean, I know, as you say, as an economist, you can't really gauge what exactly is going to happen. But as you say, that the main body of opinion seems to be from the so-called experts that we will suffer a short-term downturn in our economic fortunes. Do you think that is inevitably going to continue, first of all?
Well, look, obviously the issue was that a lot of untruths were spread by all kinds of people saying, you know, the day after the vote, the economy would collapse. Well, that's clearly not happened. But obviously what we've seen is a fall in the pound and a big drop in people's expectations, what Keynes called animal spirits. And so obviously the question is, where will that go? What will happen? It makes it harder when the government keeps saying, we don't know what we're doing. We don't know what the plan is. We don't have a plan. So that's a problem. Down the road, the question is, you know, how long will that go on for? And my view, if you just go back to the thought of this is huge uncertainty. Think of people in there at home. If they have no idea what's coming, they've no idea what the future of their firm is, they've no idea what's going to happen to their wages, what they're going to do is they're going to be careful. And the very fact that they're being careful is what will slow the economy. So that's obviously a worry. And there's nothing that this government has done to basically reassure businesses that they have the faintest clue what they're doing.
Mark Carney was accused of politicising this whole discussion. Do you think that Lord King can be accused of the same thing?
Absolutely. I mean, I think let's just go back to the 2010 election where he intervened and said it's crucial that we have austerity. That was clearly highly political. I would actually argue that what Mark Carney did was very sensible. What happened in 2008 that Mervyn King completely missed was actually sentiment collapsed around the start of 2008. And it's exactly what happened after the Brexit vote. That just the same things happened. So Carney intervened and basically said, I'm not going to make the mistake that Mervyn King made in 08 and miss things. I'm going to try and act. And always you should say there's two kinds of errors. you acted when you shouldn't have, or you didn't act when you should have, which was Mervyn King's mistake, and why he has no credibility whatsoever talking about what's coming or forecasting. I mean, remember, this is the person who missed the Great Recession that actually has caused so much pandemonium around the world for 8 years. In September 2008, he still had no idea the UK economy had been in recession starting in April 08. So I'm afraid he has no credibility. This is just a political intervention once again, and everybody should just ignore what he says.